Good evening, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency anytime that I'm speaking, I am so grateful and in consistent prayer that you are receiving more inspiration, motivation, insight, and will, strength of will and determination to dig deep within yourself, to reach the heights of yourself, and to really initiate a day-to-day due diligence in clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, so that you are completely regenerated, rejuvenated, reborn, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth that you are this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence, which is the message that I consistently exalt over time, because all of the issues that we deal with in terms of the economics, the politics, the economy, and all of that, all of those issues are temporary. They are issues only relating to how we are oriented in terms of society and culture. But as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, there will come a day that is rapidly approaching for most, where we will have to leave the planet. And we should not be leaving as dead people. And because leaving the planet is destiny for everybody, the way that we live on a day-to-day basis is laying foundation for how we leave. Whether we're leaving through the doors of sickness, illness, disease, degradation, suicide, homicide, genocide, or whether we have successfully navigated ourselves upon the planet and earth residency, really rising to have an understanding and an understanding as to what the purpose in being is, and to have successfully been committed to the purposes in being, in self-mastery, self-controlling, self-actualizing, self-realizing, and being harmonized within the will of existence and the laws of existence that give us the leverage over this world-conquering rampage to make sure that we're divided and conquered within every fiber of our own beings, within the very cells of ourselves. And so for those of you who would care to be attuned to this frequency from midnight to 6 and then Thursdays from midnight to 3, I want you to know that you are some of the most powerful spirits on the planet, which is why you are drawn to this quality and this kind of thought and programming, and that you don't mind being challenged to rise. You don't mind being reminded that you should be exalting a full life's urge. You should do everything that is within your own power to reclaim your power in walking in the fullness of the integrity of your own authenticity and your authority as this point of the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. Because there is that which is harmonizing. You understand, we're dealing with a planetary issue, a global issue of depopulation and genocide and divisiveness. So it's not a black issue. It's an intelligence issue. It's a life issue. It's a qualification for continuance in existence issue for everybody. And we all need to be fully participatory in exalting that full life's urge and doing what is required in order for us to gain the degrees of insight and intuition and opening up the doors of our own faculties and the gifts that we have been given by the intelligence of existence to exalt that which is the truth of our being as intelligences of existence. And we are able to be centered in life, to be centered upon this planet in the realization that we dwell in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and there is nowhere we can go where it is not. It is never absent. It is always present. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. It is that which is everywhere. So there's so much more than the air that we're taking in, and we need to breathe fully with the attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving for the blessedness in just being, and to realize that our blessings are not based upon how much money we've accumulated and how much investment we've done in stocks and companies and this and that, but being in a place where we are able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment, in our exalting a full life's urge, in being completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we are truly accepting the gifts that are ours, so that we're able to be the ones that we are in our now moment, to rise to the challenges of doing that which need be done for the reorientation, the realignment, and the reestablishment of order and law and love and wisdom and truth and peace, and being poised in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence, so that everything that we do is reflective of our being consistent with that absolute and supreme intelligence. And intelligence does not kill itself, nor does it kill its children, nor does it create industries and whatnot that undermine the earth, Mother Nature, and her creatures. We are in a place and space where it is time for our resurrection. It is time for us to really accept duty, obligation, and responsibility to respond correctly and directly in our now moment towards being under siege, to understand that a government that licenses, certifies, and degrees ones to be able to practice sickness, illness, disease, death, and undermining the wellness of the populace is a government and nation and people who will soon cease to exist. There is no way that you can be continued in existence where you have no commitment to the laws that govern you, where you have no commitment to life, and where your commitments towards profit and money is greater than your commitment to service, your commitment to be who you are as a man, the progenitor of lineages, and who we are as womb men, the perpetuator of lineages. It is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to be exalting life all the time. There is no way we can be excused of cosmic duty and to be absolved of the trust that we were given by our absolute and supreme intelligence that is the mother, father of us all, to be in a place where we are so faithless that we would generate a livelihood, generate income from perpetuating sickness, illness, disease, death, body parts exchange, murder, mayhem, and all of this garbage and distraction and dysfunction and degradation that is so rampant upon the place, which is the evidence of being completely lawless. Either not knowing the laws, ignoring the laws, not caring to be lawful. And so the only leverage we can have is when we stop following those who have led us astray, stop following and eating like those who have lost their way. To be in a place where we have an understanding and an understanding that our proper alignment and orientation with that intelligence that allows us to stand is the right movement to make. You understand? Aligning with the intelligence of existence, standing on behalf of life itself, functioning in the light of the truth of the all that you are as supreme intelligence personified. And we can't get that quality of insight and intuition and wisdom and whatnot to understand what to do in our now moment to, one, reverse these issues of sickness, illness, disease, and death. See, how much money we have is neither here nor there, when whatever money you have, you're having to spend it trying to regain your health. And being in a place and space where we feel entitled to be undermining ourselves, that we don't mind being enslaved to a bastardized palate where we are lusting for that which has no life, has no substance, have nothing that the body needs, but we spend so much of our currency, our paper currency, on those things in terms of the sugar products, the alcoholic beverages, the tobacco products, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the ice cream, the pizzas, the cheese, the breads, and all of these things that create mucus and more mucus and more acidity and holes, the toxins, the chemicals, the preservatives, the BHA, the BHT, the potassium metasulfites, and all of these things, the nitrates and the nitrites and whatnot. And nobody has properly made an assessment as to what the contraindication of all of these chemicals do in your bloodstream. But this is why we are seeing so much detriment, so much depression, so much Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis and all these neurological diseases and whatnot. We have more sickness, more illness, and more disease than ever before, in spite of the reality that we have more educated, more degreed people, more professional people, more of all of that. We have more obesity, more disease, and more degradation. And so our responsibility is to regain our lost light. And we can't do that if we are not conscious and conscientious and caring enough to be very mindful about what it is we're consuming, and to understand that anything we're consuming and the reason why we're consuming is to create a certain quality of blood, because it is in the quality of blood that lays foundation for the quality of choices, the ability to think. And that's why the temples of God are under siege. This is why the methodology of oppression is to oppress us at our cellular functioning. So no matter how much education you have, how much money you have, what you've gained, what you've learned, how many times you've been around the world and the cultures you've studied and how many languages you speak and all of this, none of it really matters if you don't know how to feed yourself. You don't know how to promote optimum cellular functioning. It matters if you have not come to that point and place where you have a desire to exalt a full life's urge. This is how we get leverage in a system of disease, creating fear, inhibition, trepidation. You understand, where people feel afraid to do the right thing and become so easily led to do that which should not be done, that which creates pain and suffering and violation and separation and divorce and all of these things. We have to come to that place to have an understanding and understanding that our purpose in being is to be shaped by the hands of angels of light, to really master the quality of virtues that create the character that is consistent with who we are as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, who we are as sons, S-U-N-S, of that which we refer to as God, which I prefer to refer to as the intelligence of existence, the absolute and supreme intelligence, the cosmic I am, the supreme being directly that has gifted so much of itself to each and every one of us, regardless of what hue of people we are, regardless of what quadrant of the galaxy we touch down upon the earth from. We are all obligated by virtue of each and every breath and every beat of our hearts to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to have a care and a conscientiousness to add to the blessedness of this life, to develop ourselves so that we are able to invoke and call forth the strength of the legacy of the lineages that we represent, our physical family as well as our spiritual inheritance. And where we don't care to do that which is in our best interest, where we do not care to be able to be successful in becoming who we are, where we are not properly oriented in terms of the effort that should be made on a daily basis to be ordered by virtue of there being laws that govern us, and to be in love with those laws because those laws are that which ensure our progression. The lawfulness is what ensures our grace and our protection. The lawfulness is what puts us in a position where we are able to become fully integritous, where we do not do that which need not be done, that we are able to perfect ourselves, because that is the work. And the perfection of ourselves does not necessarily mean that you are not in error in terms of your judgment or choices at some point in time, but it means that you are able to use every situation and circumstances that you've created as growth medium and material, that you are always exalting a full care to become more of the divine one that you are as a child of that which we refer to as God. And for those who would claim to be atheists and whatnot, you still have duty, obligation, and responsibility to be rightly aligned with the laws that govern existence itself, so that you are not creating sickness, illness, and disease, where you are not indulging your palate in the taste for the flesh and blood of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all of this stuff. See, this is the problem that we're dealing with, in that we have a government that is made up of human beings who are either male or female, regardless of what hues they are, you understand, who are not properly oriented in terms of what the purpose in existence upon the planet is. You understand? And then they have an agenda that is different from exalting a full life's urge. Their agenda is not about facilitating that which creates and ensures the progressive unfoldment of the population. When your government is in bed with private enterprise and other ones who would prefer to poison the food industry, who would prefer to have scientists and have government administrators dictating to you what you can and cannot do with your children, that you have to have permission from these ones to be able to feed your children that which is fruit and vegetation, or they're mandating that you have all of these shots done with your children, that you are injecting your children with all of this poison. They cannot have that kind of power and be all right when they have no real alignment with Mother Nature and Mother Earth and that which is light, because if they did, there would be no necessity to mandate vaccinations and inoculations and whatnot. And we must come to understand that this is a part of the ploy of depopulation, that America is not only a racist place, you understand, in terms of having racism or the common thought that those of us who are of deeper hues, melanin-dominated people, are not as human as them. You understand? So that the cards, the deck is stacked against us. But understand that when we feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, when we have rotting pigs and rotting cows and rotting this and rotting that in our systems, we are dysfunctioning. And this is the thing that most of those ones who came forward as scholars and doctor this one and doctor that one and doctor the other one, you understand, in the academia world, you understand, they did not call forward and see that what is really happening with us is that we cannot afford to eat the way that Europeans eat as a melanin-dominated people. It doesn't do us good. It doesn't do them good either. It is in nobody's best interest to feed off the flesh of dead animals. It poisons the blood. Everybody's body functions harmoniously with life itself, but every cell, all of our cells require water. They require oxygenation. They require minerals You understand that we are light beings and we should be in a place where we are exalting light, that we are vehicles and vessels of light. And the light is the wisdom of the Creator. The light is the way of the Creator. The light allows us to perceive that which is going to create greater harmony and peace and health and wealth and joy and delight. Not sickness, illness, disease, and death. A healthy people do not create sickness, illness, disease, and death. And so it's necessary for us to really have an understanding and an understanding that we're dealing with a population, a society that is sick. And those who are governing are sick. You understand? And this is why they have such sickness that is being promoted as legislation. And there should be those of us who have an understanding and understanding that by virtue of the will of existence itself, by virtue of the laws of existence itself, that we as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence cannot be licensed, certified, or degreed to be the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. There should be no way within the earth, upon the earth, beyond the earth, within the hells or the heavens, that there should be companies of people who make sure that poison is being distributed on every corner across and or down the street from every church, and then have other ones who are advertising and whatnot to make us think that poisoning ourselves is chic, that it is the best thing to do, that it's what is bringing greater peace and all of these memories of happy feelings and whatnot from our family reunions and our birthdays. But feeding off the flesh of violated beings as happy meals is cancer. It is heart disease. It is leukemia. It is diabetes. Understand this. This is one of the reasons why they feel like you have to have all of these vaccinations, because they are feeding you the rotting flesh of decaying carcasses. And they know that those carcasses are filled with all kinds of pathogens. And so the people who feed you death are not your friends. And when you feed off of death and you feel entitled to be feeding off of death and dead things and that which has no substance whatsoever, and then you turn around and talk about its comfort. Comfort in dying is no comfort at all, in truth. Then understand, you are your own worst enemy. There is nobody that can do for you what you're not willing to do for yourself. So even if you had somebody who had sense enough in the government and legislation to stop allowing us to be fed the flesh of dead animals, you all would be the first ones to raise up and say, oh, you can't take our meat from us. Oh, you can't take the alcohol from us. Oh, you can't take the sugar from us. Oh, you can't close down these companies. Oh, where are we going to work? I'm just saying, you all would be in a tizzy about the demise of the death industries. You love it so much. And then complain about your suffering, your pain, your disdain, your depression. And then you take drugs. And you allow your children to be drugged. And these are the things that we have to stop in order to be completely cleared and cleansed, so that we are restored. We have the renewing of our mind because we have the clearing and the cleansing and the reconstitution of our blood. And because our spirits are literally charged on the blood, the life is in the blood. You understand? Our spirits are charged on our blood. So in order for us to have a greater quality of life, we have to create a greater quality of blood, a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, a bloodstream that does not have the pus and mucus of cows and artificial colors, artificial flavor, nitrates and nitrites and antibiotics and hormones and artificial colors and artificial flavors and all of these chemicals and whatnot, a bloodstream that runs like water. You understand, where your spirit is light and you have the clarity of mind, because the quality of your blood lays foundation for the quality of your thought, and the quality of your thought lays foundation for the quality of your choices, and the quality of your choices lay foundation for the quality of your character, which really affects the way that you are functioning or not as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And coming to that point in place where you are able to look at what it is you've been doing, what it is you've been socialized to do, and most of us have received very similar socialization in terms of being fed hot dogs and hamburgers and bologna sandwiches and white bread and cheese and pizza and eggs and hogshead cheese and lamb chops and goat and oxtails and turkey necks and chicken gizzards and all of this stuff. I'm just saying is that we have an accumulation of chemicals that are now saturating our brains. And people will be so concerned about the calcification of the pineal gland. The pineal gland is just one part of your whole being. You should be concerned about the whole being. You understand? If you are concerned about the functioning of your pineal gland, then cleanse your whole being. But it's something that we have to do daily. You understand? You never ask, how long do I have to brush my teeth? Well, how long will I have to bathe? Well, when will my toothpaste run out? How long will the soap last me? You understand? You never ask. You don't ask how long the roll of toilet paper is going to last you. You understand? So when I'm talking to people and I'm giving you what is necessary in order to really be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, just do it daily because we have been poisoned over decades. And what you do daily is going to lay foundation for your results. Not what you do every now and again. Not what you did years ago. Well, I used to be vegetarian. And how long were you vegetarian? Well, I was only vegetarian for about 3 years. I said, but you didn't do the cleansing. So you never really got the benefit. We're in a now moment where we have no wiggle room. You understand? We cannot be out of order. We do not have 5 years to be indecisive about whether we want to live or not. Where you do not make a decision to live and to thrive and to cleanse, then you have already made a decision to be consistently and continuously on this cataclysmic ride with demise, and you are creating disease. And where you have been eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, flour, fish, sugar, and all of this stuff, and these chemicals, and this ramen noodles, and all of these preservatives, and all of this stuff, then know that the disease is already established in you. You understand? It takes a long time for these people to figure stuff out. You understand? A lot of times they never find anything unless they're looking for it. It has to slap them in the face. You understand? You got to have the tumor, you know, so big that it cannot be ignored before they can realize it. But it takes these cells 20 years of becoming more and more acidic before they begin to mass to the degree to which they can be truly discovered. And then by this time, you talk to the doctors and then they fill you with fear. And then your fear permeates and penetrates every atom and every cell of your being. So even though you may know certain things, your faith is still what is going to lay foundation for your results. I'm here to encourage you to know that you are here to live, and to live in love and laughter and truth and beauty and wisdom and integrity and high ethic and morality, that you are here to represent the legacy of the lineages that you represent, that you are here to serve the purposes of existence in exalting a full life's urge. You are here to serve life itself, not to be complicit and complacent with your own annihilation, subjugation, domination, violation, you understand, bastardization, usurpation, devastation, sickness, illness, disease, and death. That is the devil's way. We were told to be in the world and not of it. And to understand that the world is that which the governments and the religions and the corporate entities and deities of death have created a mental sphere that constitutes the world. But the earth herself and everything within it, upon it, and beyond it is completely held by virtue of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are all so absolutely and divinely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. And now is our time to give the glory unto that which beats our heart and that which breathes us, and take your attention from those who are so minimally minded that the greatest thought they can think of is to kill everybody. These people do not deserve your support. You're in a now moment of eternity where you have the opportunity to be attuned to Monday Night Watch and the voice of resurrection. This is Adama. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are my inner circle or the inner circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I pray that you are always inspired, always taken to another place in the depths and the heights of yourself with the conscious intention to be all that you are, as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. For I am the one that is always exalting our absolute reality as the way for our true harmonization. People have always wondered, why can't we come together? And there is no real harmonization that we can have except with the intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. Otherwise, for each one of us that has our own beliefs and our own opinions and our own theories, and if we're not considering things and thinking about things, there's so much that's going on that we don't have any thought or opinion about. But there is still absolute truth, and the absolute truth is that which gives us leverage over the lies, over the contradictions, the inconsistencies, the discrepancies, and all of the things that whittle away at our personal degrees of wholeness and oneness. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really care to be able to respond to a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, as is evidenced in the pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, incarceration, violation, rape, molestation, and all of these other things that are going on that are evidence of the distortion, the dysfunction, the degradation, and all of that that exists within the lives of people. Now, because we are held by absolute law and the fulfillment of law is absolute love, then there's a lot of reconciliation and harmonization and clearing and cleansing that should be done. But each one of us has to do it for ourselves. And so therefore, there is no real legislation that can happen by those who have no care, no love, no wisdom, no real sensibility to have an understanding and an understanding as to that which will allow for the greatest degree of prosperity and potency and power. Because there are those who think that their power comes with their might and their warfare and their ability to undermine you. There are those who think that their money is power. And there are those who don't care to be powerful at all, who are really in a place and space where we've been undermined, and we can come to a point and place where we readdress our commitments to living, our commitments to the laws that govern us, to have an understanding that our education has been insufficient, our religious training has been insufficient, and we have been undermined by a society that is, in effect, a death culture that perpetuates death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And those of us who are participating with it as the agents of it, we have the opportunity before it gets too late to change our minds, to be in a place and space where it truly matters to us that we will focus all of our time, energy, attention, talent, skills, and abilities in the exaltation of life and the perpetuation of life, and consciously caring to be who we are in the integrity of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence, whose intelligence beats our hearts and breathes us. It is the highest and lowest common denominator of all of existence, all beings directly. And our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to really care to be in a place where we are exalting the oneness of existence. And therefore, in doing that in truth, and to be in the fulfillment of love, then we cannot continue to support the subjugation, the violation, the domination, the usurpation, the capitalization, the murder, and the slaughter of other beings, and then feed off their body parts, their progeny, to deny them the opportunity to exalt a full life's urge, and that there are those who are on the front line of this kind of carnage that is going on 24 hours, 7 days a week. And for us to come to a point and place where we know that Mother Earth and Mother Nature are absolutely immersed in nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence, animated by this absolute and supreme intelligence. And it is in our best interest as a planet, as a society of people, and as a global family to be in a place and space where we are willing to be corrected from following those who have been wrong for so long. And in this now moment, I know a lot of people don't want to accept that there's anything wrong. They want to think that, oh, well, it's just spirits having a human experience, and whatever the experience is, as long as we learn from it, it's all good. And I'm saying, well, the violation of billions of creatures, the devastation of the ecological balance of the earth, the usurpation of the earth herself, the excavations and the extraction industries and whatnot, you know, to put and enslave those whose lives and legacies and lineages were gifted to particular parts of the planet under the soils of which is so much wealth and riches in the minerals and whatnot, that people will come and set brother against brother and begin to extract while the brothers and families are warring with each other. Enslave the people and come away as millionaires and billionaires. And I'm saying that we're in a day and time where it's delusional to think that there is prosperity at the detriment of anything and anybody else. That there's a prosperity that comes as a result of devastating the very planet that hosts you. That there is prosperity in creating that which undermines the cellular functioning of children and market it to them while they're watching their Saturday morning cartoons, and to have their cartoons speak to them about being out of alignment through all of the sugar and the candy and all of the so-called fun that they have while they're consuming it in massive doses, a consistent and continuation of things like Halloween, where, you know, you get tricked or treated, and the trick was that you were not being treated at all. You were being mistreated, and feeding children the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, white sugar sweetened, all kinds of stuff really constitutes child abuse. And very few people are looking at it because we all think that we survived it. 50 years later, missing teeth and can grow hair and all of these things that are going as a result of our life force being robbed of us from those corporate entities and those corporate deities of death that have become so fond of, we've become so fond of them at all of our family gatherings, our celebrations, our birthday parties, and then the hella days that we've learned to participate with in the context of this system that is founded upon the bloodshed and the marginalization of our indigenous families and our enslavement of our African families and the destruction of the natural order of this continent. We're in a now moment where we have to realize that there is karmic debt associated with all of the activities that have gone on before us. And even though we may not be old enough to quite remember all of it, it does not absolve us of duty, obligation, and responsibility to try to do everything we possibly can to get into as much light as we possibly can to kind of circumvent some of the devastation that's coming as karmic debt for those who have built themselves upon the entrapment, enslavement, violation of other ones. And then continue the assault in this genocidal plot to undermine us, to put us in a place and space where we are generating more capital, more money in the dialysis and the high blood pressure medicines and the butcheries, having our breasts removed and our wombs removed and whatnot so that they can literally use our DNA and our tissue and whatnot to help their anti-aging formulas and all of this. We're in an out moment where we have to realize that we're in the midst of the Dr. Frankensteins, and nobody is safe except you consciously care to separate yourselves from having been tainted and violated by them. Because it's a penetration game permeating and penetrating you in every atom and every cell of your being. With all manners of chemicals, and the nature of these chemicals is that they're colorless, odorless, and tasteless. It does not mean that they're not there, for they're in that tobacco and the alcohol and the eggs and the chicken and the fish and all of these things and all of the drinks with the blue dyes and all of these colorings and whatnot. And I'm saying you all are so trusting of those that really have proven that they should not be trusted. You trust them more than you trust Mother Earth. You prefer to have pharmaceuticals and medications as opposed to taking herbal teas and drinking of the substance of the earth and the mineralization that she can provide that helps to pull all of these chemicals out of our tissues. We're in a place and space where we have to come to a point where we are decisive about our reason for living and about our care to truly be living and not be just dying here, getting older and older and degenerating, having your bones become so brittle that life force is literally being sucked out from you because of all of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, and all of the things that you have been consuming for decades. We are in a now moment where we have to realize that these are the things that are creating all of this cancer that's showing up everywhere. And because the body is already so toxic, then you go to these same people whose brethren are the ones who are the delusionals. I say they're delusionals because they think that they're truly profiting. They think that their money is profit from the sale of dead cows and dead turkeys and dead chickens. You don't know how long these animals have been dead. You understand now, it used to be that people raised their own animals, and the day that they wanted to have the animal, they would kill the animal so that there was no need to put all kinds of preservatives and whatnot in the meat. And they didn't eat tons of meat 3 times a day, times 7 days a week, times 52 weeks a year, times all of the years that they've lived. We are in a now moment where we have to realize that we are at such an extreme that the only way to come back to balance is to go to the other extreme. And Mother Earth and Mother Nature don't mind taking us there because she has had it up to here and is sick of all of the foolishness that is going on. And so there is an exodus that's in process, believe it or not. When you have so many ones who are plotting and planning against the whole of humanity and humankind And then 90% of humankind and humanity are a detriment to themselves and have lost their inherent purpose for existence directly. Understand, it's not going to end well. For those who have lost their inherent purpose in existence, there is no real purpose in existence, and they are completely expendable. And so as the phalanxes and legions of angels are scouring the earth to see where there is light, where there is no light, where the people have lost their light, where the people are steeped and immersed in all manners of debauchery and defilement and sickness and disease and refuse to exalt any effort towards their own salvation, then those places may be overturned quickly. This pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease from AIDS to ZITS is something that has been really facilitated over time. It is the natural result of being out of alignment with the laws of our being directly. And in order for us to circumvent some of the devastation that's coming and to really provide ourselves with as much protection and grace and refuge as we possibly can, it's necessary for us to no longer participate with it. And that means, yes, you have to give up the meat and the dairy, the eggs, the chicken and the fish, and all of the things that are creating so much acidity, so much toxicity, that are literally robbing you of the wealth of yourself, your ingenuity, your talents, your skills, your abilities, your life force, making your bones brittle because you are being demineralized, as opposed to because of all of the flour products and the sugar and all of these things. So I'm the one who really cares to consistently bring this conversation forward until we find ourselves in the place and space where greater and greater numbers of us, particularly women, particularly melanin-dominated women, who are dying four times the rate of everybody else, from the obesity, to heart disease, to cancer, to breast cancer, to uterine cancer, to cervical cancer, to ovarian cancer. We are having to realize that we are in a state of emergency, and we need to respond with a sense of urgency. And the only way for you to get the motivation to do that is that you have to look yourself in the eye and be decisive that you really care to live, that you trust and know that the intelligence that beats your heart has everything that you need in order to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that you are able to participate in the resurrection of us as a global humanity. You don't have to do it, of course, but you won't have the glory of having participated if you don't. And that's where we are now. We can choose to be a part of our salvation and our deliverance from all of this stuff. And with all of the other things that are on the horizon, things that you can't begin to anticipate just yet, but I can guarantee you that there are more issues that will be affecting your tissues as a result of having fed from McDonald's and Burger King and all of these other places that have been feeding you the carcasses of animals that were fed other animals, and those prions have been lying dormant within your brain for the last 30 some years, and they will begin and are beginning to get active. You understand? So what does that mean? That means they will begin to ravage the brain. And there's nothing that the doctors and the ones you depend upon, there's nothing that they would be able to do about it. And these things infect through air. They can be airborne. So we're in a now moment that requires us to care to respond directly and correctly in any and every now moment by exalting a full effort in our living. A full effort towards our clearing, our cleansing, our consecration of these body temples through purification, so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses can be completely re-enthroned in their temples as our absolute reality. That's how we win this. But we have been hoodwinked and bamboozled to think that our being validated by the dominant culture, Western culture, those ones who are the grandsons and great-grandsons and the great-great-grandsons of the ones who captured us and beat us and raped us and sodomized us and set us afire and tarred and feathered us and hung us and did all of these things. And then we realize that these are the businesses, these are their businesses, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, these are their businesses. And I'm saying, let's not give these people another freaking dime to be killing ourselves and then go to their brothers and have these surgeries, and they're poking and prodding and taking your blood and taking your poop and taking your urine. And, you know, it's like, okay, oh, there's nothing sacred here. There's no sacredness. And I'm saying, no, all of life is divine, and all of us have these bodies that are sacred. These are the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, and we should have never been poisoned. And to have a culture that poisons their children is to have a culture of people who are destined to be wiped out. Because there is no way to be in violation of the laws that govern your existence and then continue to exist. There are no ways to be prosperous when you undermine the wealth of yourself. There is no value that paper, money, or credit, or digits on a computer can give you that really is greater than the substance of who and what you are as an intelligence of existence, as one who has been gifted with the divinity of being directly, where we have opportunity to access and tap into the divine mind of creation, and we can create heaven on earth and stop all of this hellaciousness by the clearing and the cleansing and the purification of our blood, our lymphatic systems, to come to a point and place where we liberate at the cellular level, because the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning. And this is not the conversation that you heard with the Black Power movement or the human rights movement or the civil rights movement and whatnot. And with all that movement, to get to a point in place where the people in mass are not even moving their bowels, then understand it's a problem. Because our bodies are designed perfectly. And that which constitutes real food has life force. It has minerals. It has water. It has fiber. Therefore, you can eat as much as you like, and you will reach a point where you have been nourished sufficiently, and you will not want any more. You will be satisfied. And after extracting the nutrients that are in it and creating blood, blood that is vital, blood that is not thick and needs to be thinned with medication, but a bloodstream that allows you to have an understanding and an understanding as to the divinity of your being, a bloodstream that allows you to be in a place and space where your spirit is light and bright, a bloodstream that puts you in a place and space where you are walking in the assuredness of who you are as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, a bloodstream that will not condemn you, but a bloodstream that exalts the reality of who you are as a conscious immortal, and your cells will consistently and continuously regenerate, rejuvenate, and you can always be revitalized, revivified, and walk in the integrity of who you are as a conscious immortal while you are on the planet. And our coming to a place and space in ourselves where we care. We care to flip the script. We care to be on the right side of this equation. We care to be in a place and space where we will stand on behalf of those who could not, who would not, who did not. That we will live a committed life because of those who have sacrificed their lives, their time for us. Those whose names we can call, and all of those whose names we will never know. To be in a mindset where our mind is set on the divinity of existence, and we are coming to a place of single-mindedness where everything is God and we can see it clearly, immerse ourselves with it, delight and rejoice in the blessedness of it, and to know that there is nothing that these ones or those ones or the other ones can do that can really undermine the intelligence of existence.
and our harmonization, our empowerment, our liberation, our salvation, our refuge is by virtue of our clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, so that we are in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and can function under the auspices of our souls. And when it come time to leave, we've left. We did not die here. But they want you to think that everybody dies. You got to die of something. Well, I got to die of something. I'm like, well, let it not be stupidity, okay? And I'm qualifying stupidity as by being associated with niggerdom, in that you know you're wrong and you don't even care to be corrected. And it is not the natural nature of a being, a man or a womb man, to prefer to be out of alignment with itself. It is not the nature of us to be sinful, to be in a place where we are all right with being violators and violent, rapists and murderers, bastardizers and usurpers, that we will serve death and serve the forces of divisiveness with more enthusiasm than consciously caring to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, so that our temples have been restored and re-enthroned with the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. Y'all say, well, what fun is that? Y'all think that killing yourselves is fun. That's how tripped out they got you, in the place where you think killing yourself is fun. And you prefer to have fun killing yourself, undermining yourselves, gorging yourself, stuffing yourself, violating yourselves, creating sickness, illness, disease, and pain, suffering, heart attack, stroke, aneurysms, gallstones, all these issues because of your choices that you are making consistently over time. And I'm saying to you that whatever the prognosis, whatever the diagnosis, whatever the condition, you can change your mind. And in changing your mind, you can consciously choose that which will help facilitate the clearing and the cleansing of your blood, your lymphatic system, to truly come to a point and place where those nitrates and nitrites and formaldehyde and arsenic and all of the chemicals that were in the tobacco and the cigarettes and the alcohol and all of the artificially colored, artificially flavored, and understand that all of these chemicals and whatnot are the brainchild of the Germans, who the government of the United States gave asylum here after Hitler's regime was overturned. So they are responsible for the behavior modification that is taking place with all of the flavor and food enhancers and whatnot that allow stuff to be kept on shelves indefinitely. Real food has a short lifespan. It doesn't last forever. You can't keep it somewhere and it's not going to spoil. Real food has a life cycle where it ripens, and if it's not eaten when it ripens, then it will deteriorate. And you could take those seeds and plant them and you can get more. But we're in a place and space where you're eating that which is so full of preservatives that it will not decay in your body. You're eating that which has no life force. It has no capacity for oxygenating your cells, for hydrating your cells, for mineralizing your cells, nor does it facilitate cellular regeneration because it's so acidic, and therefore it's creating disease. And I'm saying to us, we're in a now moment of eternity where we have to realize the sanctity, the sacredness, and the divine design of our body temples. and to begin to realize that we actually dwell in our bodies. We live in our bodies, and whatever we are paying for the boxes that we live in, where our things are stored, and we have the opportunity to rest and refresh ourselves, whether it's million-dollar homes or Econo Lodges, wherever it is we stay, we are literally living in our bodies. So there's no real thing as homelessness. But where you have been robbed of the wealth of yourself, the riches, the treasures, your ingenuity, your talents, your faith, your confidence, your sensibilities, your right alignment, your true purpose, dynamic, awesomeness, authenticity, and your connection with destiny, which is off the planet. Then know that you have to have wisdom enough to care, to be completely restored, to have any true success in this life. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.